Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Do you need to improve your skills in describing pictures or photographs? It may be that you have to speak on a subject and need help how to structure a short talk. This podcast features an interview with André from Poland. Before we listen to André, a reminder that transcripts of all recordings, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Also, you may have heard about our new subscription service, Splendid Expressions, our three-stage approach to learning colloquial vocabulary. Find out more at www.splendidspeaking.com. In this task, André had to speak for about 1 minute, commenting and reflecting on the collection of photographs he was given. A link to these photographs on the Cambridge ESOL website is available from this podcast entry on the Splendid Speaking website. The photographs show people in different educational settings, and André was asked to compare or contrast the atmosphere in some of these scenes and benefits of those he describes. Quite a lot to think about, and André only had 1 minute to speak. Before listening, look at the photos yourself and decide how you would approach this question. Then, as you listen, decide how well André managed to keep to the time limit of 1 minute, and in particular, how successfully he answered the question. Finally, make a note of André's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to André.
Well, all these pictures are similar, as they all show people learning in some way. The settings, however, are completely different in each of them. The one, for instance, showing a teacher talking to a class full of students, the atmosphere is rather formal, serious. The students are listening in silence with a look of intense concentration, I would say, on the faces. Such atmosphere certainly helps to concentrate on what the teacher is saying and to get the most of the lesson. The picture beneath emanates, as it were, quite different atmosphere. The group of students sitting on the ground on a warm, sunny day, they are also learning something from the books they are holding, but they seem very relaxed. I guess they are chatting as well, smiling, perhaps joking even. They are obviously having a good time, learning, socializing, and being out in the sun at the same time.
First of all, a big thank you to André for agreeing to be recorded. Why not comment on his talk at the Splendid Speaking website? Now time for some feedback. This was an excellent example of how to approach this task. Having a time limit of 1 minute can make this activity very challenging, and the first thing you need to do is listen carefully to what the question asks you to do. In this case, André had to make a decision about which photographs to describe, as he was only asked to look at two or three. Your choice of photos will depend on the question. You're often asked to compare or contrast, and in this case, you should quickly select two or three pictures that in some way are similar or contrast. For example, a serious compared to a light-hearted scene, an indoor or an outdoor setting, individual compared to group shots. Alternatively, there might be two or three photographs that share the same things in common. André was asked to comment on the atmosphere within these educational settings and chose two photographs that enabled him to contrast the scenes in terms of their formality. Focusing on only those photos in this way simplified the task, as he only then needed to concentrate on contrasting these two settings in the context of the question. He started with a great introduction, giving a clear overview of the theme of all the photos represented and the main feature that differentiated them. And he did this quickly and efficiently in only 10 seconds. In an examination situation, this can sometimes be done by paraphrasing the question, which will often give such an overview.
Well, all these pictures are similar as they all show people learning in some way. The settings, however, are completely different in each of them.
He then went on to describe his two choices of photograph, describing the atmosphere and how each benefited the learning process. He also managed to speculate on how the students were feeling in these settings. And all this was done in just over 1 minute. A very successful long turn, I'm sure you'll agree. Approaching the task with a clear idea of what you're asked to do like this enables the speaker to concentrate more on what they're going to say and how to say it. André's use of English was very accurate, and I could only identify a few minor errors.
Such atmosphere certainly helps to concentrate on what the teacher is saying. Such atmosphere certainly helps to concentrate on what the teacher is saying.
Not such atmosphere, but such an atmosphere.
To get the most of the lesson. To get the most of the lesson.
Not to get the most of the lesson, but to get the most from the lesson.
The picture beneath emanates, as it were, a quite different atmosphere. The picture beneath emanates, as it were, a quite different atmosphere.
Yes, the same mistake here again. Not quite different atmosphere, but quite a different atmosphere. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. It's bye from me, Pete Travis. Make sure you come back soon for another episode of Splendid Speaking. Until next week, bye bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.